Hey, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max.
And we're back.
Go ahead.
Cue the actor.
And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. This one is special, 15 Minute Max episode. Max, you got 15 minutes. Well, how do you want to use them?
Well, I was thinking, and it's the Christmas season, and nothing really goes on except for the 102 Christmas. Well, except for those 102 Christmas movies. So I thought to celebrate it off Christmas songs.
Oh, you want to talk about Christmas songs for your 15 minutes. All right, so what are we doing? Top 5 Christmas songs?
Yep.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be put on the spot. Okay. So, yep. Top 5 Christmas songs going from number 5 to number 1, the all-time best Christmas song. Go ahead.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah, I believe that the technical term for that one is Lucy and Linus, but it's that one that everybody identifies with the Christmas party that they have in a Charlie Brown Christmas. That's a great one.
Yep.
And it's an instrumental. It's got no words to remember, so that's a plus right there, too.
And I just want to kind of talk about it. It's such a reminding tune. You might not even know Snoopy or not even the Charlie Brown series, but you know that song. Because, probably a lot of people know about that.
All right, so you're right. It's a snappy tune. It's one of those earworm songs. You'll have it in your head for the rest of the day. What's number 4?
Number 4. This is a tough one. There's a lot of...
You didn't get very far.
And the Grinch.
Mr. Grinch?
Yep.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Sung by? Oh, you don't know this story?
Oh, I know, but his last name's Fall.
You're close. You're on the right track. So let me tell you the story. When they were producing the Chuck Jones animated Grinch cartoon for TV, they got the great monster actor Boris Karloff to do the narration. This was a real big deal. They were getting Boris Karloff for this. Everybody was excited. The only problem was this was a musical, and when it came time to do the musical parts, they realized that Boris couldn't carry a tune in a bowling bag. So, try as they might, they could not get this guy to sing. And they finally had to bring in a singer to sing the singing parts. And they needed somebody with a really low, maybe almost bordering on sinister, but certainly a deep baritone voice to really carry this off. Because, you know, Boris kind of had a little bit of a deep voice, too. And so they looked around.
Like a Batman deep voice.
And they maybe they could have had Batman come in and do that. They found a voice actor whose name is Thurl Ravenscroft. Thurl Ravenscroft.
That sounds like it's from Harry Potter, the last name.
And he is best known, although I don't think they, since we've gone past the age of Saturday morning cartoons and so forth, I don't even know if it's significant to you when I say this, but he was the voice of Tony the Tiger. So that voice that you hear saying, it's great, That was Thurl Ravencroft. And he's also, you can also hear him singing the baritone parts in a lot of Disney songs, like the Haunted Mansion song, Grim Grinning Ghosts. You can hear his voice on that.
He's
a famous voice. But he was the one that sung It's a Mean One, or I'm sorry, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. That brings us to number three.
As much as I like to be the mean one, Mr. Grinch, there's nothing that I can, there's not a lot better than, it's a marshmallow world as we know it.
Really? That one? We've got that one on our Christmas playlist on my phone.
Mixtape.
Yes, our little mixtape. The one that we listen to is sung by Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra.
When the snow comes scuffled around.
It's a marshmallow world with the snowflakes. Ba 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 ba.
Okay, Dad, you're going to be surprised by number two.
Was my singing that bad?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was good.
All right, what's number two on your list of top Christmas songs?
It's a tie.
You and your ties. All right, go ahead. What's tied for number two?
When we got one over our reindeer and a cold meister.
Ah, two classics. Grandma got run over by a reindeer by the great Elmo and Patsy.
You know why I like that? It's because there was an animated film of it.
That made you like the song better?
No. Yes. That's one.
Uh-huh.
But the second one is because I loved the animated film of it.
That's true. The Year Without a Santa Claus, voiced by Mickey Rooney, and the Cold Miser, who you are pointing out, voiced by Dick Shawn, who was a comedian, stage comedian, and character actor.
And both of them had an animated movie as well.
And both had an animated movie. Yeah, which is the better animated movie? Definitely Year Without a Santa Claus, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because did you really like the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer TV show?
Well, it wasn't really a TV show. It was...
It was an animated show.
It was an animated movie.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the last one is, again, a tie.
Why didn't you just make this a top seven list and be done with it?
Actually, technically, it would be... Oh, wait.
Yeah. Top five plus two ties. 5 + 2 = 7.
Yeah.
You got a math test today?
Yeah.
Okay, just asking. Go ahead. What is tied for number one?
Number one.
Did
you forget? Friends of Christmas, that's such a pain to me.
Ah, yes. The Bob Rivers Twisted Radio Band, The 12 Pains of Christmas. And what's the number one song?
Number one.
Did you forget?
Maybe.
Oh, no. Is it Jingle Bells?
No.
Is it Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Twelve Pains of Christmas?
That was the one he just got done saying. Oh. Welcome to the show. Is it Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
It was more that walk Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rockin' Rudolph?
Rockin' Rudolph, Santa's gonna make it to town.
Run, run, Rudolph.
Santa's gonna make it to town. Run, run, Rudolph, you can take the freeway. I just remembered it.
Okay, you were doing
something. Who's gonna be that's long and white? Santa's gonna be that's long and white. Long and white, who comes on a special night? Special night, but that's right. Must be Santa Claus.
There is a great version of the Must Be Santa Claus song by Brave Combo. If you get a chance to snag that one on iTunes or Amazon Music.
They don't even sponsor us. Why are we promoting them? They don't even sponsor us.
That's my boy. Don't give away free promotion, Dad. We should be making some money on this.
Money.
Okay, so I won't promote anybody other than to say I will give Brave Combo a wonderful nod. They do a great polka-inspired version of this song that's really, really good. So that's a really good top five. And I gotta be honest with you, if I gave my top five, I don't know that it would be that different from yours, other than I think I would add All I Want from Christmas by Mariah Carey. I think that's a really well done song.
Remember we had that little Christmas skit? And the background, like, the boss would take the background singer out to eat?
This is how long we've been talking about doing a podcast, because last Christmas around this time, we were listening to that song, and one of us kind of mentioned how if you're a background singer, all you get to say is like one or two words. And we wondered whether that permeated into your everyday life. In other words, if the main singer took the background singers out to eat dinner and they tried to order, what would it sound like? And they'd only be able to get one word out when they're trying to order. And in the tradition of, doing this while we're driving to school like we are today, several rides to school, we would just sit in the car, the three of us, and make up this skit, crack ourselves up. We'd be, you know.
And that Grinch one, like, he's at a comic convention, or, like, they're looking, like, at a comic convention, and they're looking for a guy to do the Grinch, and then, like, and they're number three, like, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Well, you're getting into a little bit of an inside joke that no one else is going to understand without hearing it all. But yes, all of that to say this, we've been talking about doing this podcast for over a year, and we've only been really doing it since August. This is something we wanted to do for a long time.
I've been going to school for 5 years. This is like the fifth year, and this is the first time we're doing a podcast. So like over a year, we've just been listening to Christmas music in the car, having these discussions about how comics was found.
Well, that's been nice too. I mean, we don't have to record every discussion we have, but it's kind of nice that we're finally doing this show, because I know you guys really enjoy it and I get a kick out of it. It definitely makes the drive to school go
and
a lot
our views like it.
Yes, they do. So, last thing. I don't think I would add that much more to your list of Christmas songs. I would put Mariah Carey in there, and I would try to get that sleigh ride song in there.
But this one song that nobody can forget.
And particularly the Harry Connick Jr. version of the sleigh ride song, I think, is particularly strong.
But there's one sleigh bell song that you cannot forget.
Go ahead.
Turkey bells, gravy all the way. Oh, what fun is to eat in one host open meal. Hey, turkey bells, gravy all the way. Oh, what fun is to eat in one host open meal. Hey, dashing through the gravy in one host open meal. Food of fields we go, eating all the way, crunch, crunch, crunch. And make your spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and eat the sleigh, but I'll do it. Oh, turkey bells, turkey all the way.
That was strange. That was very strange. And I thought I was creative when I was a kid and I came, and we started singing Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg. The Batmobile lost its wheel and Joker got away.
Hey!
All right, let's bring this podcast to a merciful end.
This is speaking for myself and my dad, not my brother. Goodbye, buddy.